Did you enjoy your ice cream, sweetheart? Good. Well, you did go through it fairly quickly. I'm glad to hear it. There is another ice cream shop on the opposite end of the mall, but I prefer this one. This one has the premium ice creams, and I'm picky. I usually make my own, and the other one is a little bit more reasonable price-wise, but if I'm going to spoil you, I'm going to spoil you. Let's go. We should be on our way. We have things to do. Oh, wait. There's a bit of ice cream on your face. Come here, I'll get that for you. There, you're all cleaned up. The collar store is just right over there. Your new collar should be ready by now. Oh, sweetie, why are you clutching my arm so tightly? Is there something wrong? That police officer? Oh, you don't need to worry about her. You're traveling with me, remember? So no laws are being broken. The Guardian Enforcement Authority takes their job very seriously, so their officers might seem unapproachable at times, for sure. But rest assured, they only want to keep the world safe for males like you, and for the females like me who own them. Well, having a collar around your neck will make that easier. If I'm not around, they can check it and know who to contact. See? No more risky situations like when I found you yesterday. Anyway, let's keep going. Here we are. Look at all these collars. Every single one is handmade by the staff. The extra cost is worth it, though. You'll see. I want to spoil my good boy. Now wait right here while I speak to the clerk. Yes, I'm supposed to pick up an order today? Thank you so much. Oh, I'm sure he'll love it. Sweetie, look. Isn't it beautiful? Well, when I first saw the design, I knew right away that it would be perfect. Well, the colors match your eyes, and it complements your skin tone. Feel it. Well, the fabric is sturdy, and I want to make sure it feels comfortable around your neck. Oh, look at the nameplate. It has your name, your blood type on it. And there's a plate on the back with my contact information, just in case. So, what do you think? No, darling, I should be thanking you for coming into my life so unexpectedly. You're exactly what I've wanted for so long. A sweet boy to watch over, to spoil, to love. Let's see. Show me that neck of yours. It's time for you to become mine, officially. Oh, there we go. Just need to fasten these ends, and all done. So how does it feel? I can adjust it further if you like. I want you to be comfortable. Alrighty then, I'll leave it as is. Besides, there is just enough space for me to slip my fingers behind the collar and pull you toward me like this. Let's be off, my dear. We need to get you some new clothes, remember? You look so good. This collar will serve you well for now, but later I'll buy more for you for different occasions and such. I want to spoil you right. It's a good thing the clothing store is right next door because I am dying to try something new. Let's see. The section in front of us is for adult males, so go pick out some outfits and return to me when you're ready, okay? Don't look so worried, sweetie. I'll be right here. If any of the employees ask you questions, you just show them your collar. You're not in danger anymore, okay? Well, that is its purpose, after all, to prove that you are not astray. You have been claimed properly. If the employee still gives you trouble, you bring them to me, and I will set them straight. You understand? Good boy. Mm. Oh, those are some interesting choices. Are you ready to try them on? Perfect. The fitting room is in the back. Let's go. Yeah, see this room? It's got several fitting rooms off of it, and there's a mirror we can look into. So I'm going to have you go into one of these rooms and try things on for me. I think you should try this outfit on first. I'll hold on to the rest. You know what? I just had an idea. Why don't you not go into the room yet and strip right here in front of me first? Yes, I'm serious. We're the only ones back here. No one will notice. Do you want to? I only want you to do this if you want to. I want to spoil you. I want to see. I haven't seen you naked yet. Will you give that to me as I spoil you? Will you spoil me? Well, then start with your shirt. Yes. Good boy. Show me that chest. I love it so much. Well, you don't have to be nervous. You are much more attractive than you give yourself credit for. Now for your pants. Do you want to show me? Do you want to be a good boy? You can always say no. Perfect. Go slowly, darling. I want to savor every inch of skin that you're gifting me. That's it. Personally, I prefer boys who are only partly naked. It leaves something to my naughty imagination. Something to play with. I've had my fun. Go put on the new outfit and I will stand here being slightly turned on. Yes. Well, I do want to see how it looks on you. Come on. You're better looking than you think, you know. I can hear you in there. Such a tease. Why are you zipping that up so slowly? Oh, there you are. Not bad, darling. Not bad at all. I mean, I knew that one would look good on you, but... Turn around. Show me what it looks like from behind. You, my dear, are going to make a few guardians jealous when they see you wearing that. Oh, I can't believe how lucky I was coming upon you when I did. Yum. Alrighty, go try this outfit on next. I don't think I've been impatient like this in a long time. You make me feel so young. Yes, this one does look good too, but it's a bit more loose fitting. Very stylish, but it doesn't quite accent your body style in the same way as the first one. You trust my judgment? Okay, well, you can have it, but I would rank this as less attractive than the first one. I want you to get all the things that you want, though. I want to spoil you, my good boy. This time, let's see, something else. Here's the next outfit. It's different. Wait, before you close the door, I want to come in there with you. You look confused, sweetie. Oh, do you want me to explain? Well, watching you undress and show off in these outfits, so shyly blushing for me, has excited me much more than I expected. Oh, yes, it's very exciting indeed. And judging by that bulge, you are excited as well. Do you like it when I perv on you? Oh, good. Let's close the door behind us. I don't want to do anything that makes you uncomfortable. I want you to want this. I don't want to take from you. So you remember my safe words? Yes? Good. So I'm going to tell you what to do. And if you don't want to, then we stop. Do you understand? Okay. Let's begin. Take those pants off for me. Oh, yes. What a good boy. Now take the underwear off, too. Well, we wouldn't want them to get all messy, you know, would we? Oh, I'm going to sit right here on this changing bench. And then I want you to sit on my lap, sweetheart. Do you want to? You don't have to. This is in public. It is extra naughty. Okay, well, now that you're sitting, I'm going to unbutton this blouse and then give you something to enjoy. Look at that. Your favorite pair of breasts. So soft. So bouncy. Oh, look, you're getting even harder at the sight of them. Would you like to suck on them? Yeah? Well, then open your mouth, my dear, and start sucking. Oh, you make me feel so good, baby boy. Oh. I'll return the favor. Nice and slow, darling. Nice and slow. Your cock has become quite stiff. I think it deserves a good stroking, don't you? Such a good boy. So eager to please. But your actual desire for me is even more erotic than you simply being obedient. Simply relax. Relax while I pump your cock some more. Oh, sweetie, your lips feel so good. And the way you're looking up at me, so delightful. Oh, don't stop. Keep sucking my breasts. Keep being a good boy for me. All your hips are thrusting into my hand now. You just can't get enough, can you? Oh, yes, Bach, baby boy. Do what feels good. Oh, that's right. Oh. You're bucking so hard. You're sucking even harder now. And your beautiful cock is throbbing in my hand. Tell me, is my sweetheart going to come soon? I thought so. I'll keep stroking your beautiful cock until it happens, okay? Don't worry. Don't worry about making a mess on my hand. I want you to come. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel spoiled and taken care of. And you feel so good on my nipples. Oh, come on, sweetie. Relax. I know you're almost there. You can do it, can't you? You can come for me if you want, but no pressure. Oh, there you go. Oh, just milk it all out. Oh, look at all that. Oh, my. That's a big mess. I have some tissues in my purse. I'll clean that right up. What a good boy you are. Yes. The best boy that this world has to offer. You're looking a little sleepy. Are these orgasms always going to wear you out, baby boy? Oh, maybe someday you'll want to go all the way. For now, why don't you lay your head on my chest? I don't mind. Yeah, we can stay a bit longer until that bliss fades out a little bit. Yeah, that's it. You like my large round pillows, huh? I love you, sweetie. I'm honored to call myself your guardian. I feel the same way. Now rest those pretty eyes of yours. Oh, he looks so peaceful when he sleeps. So adorable. You better get plenty of rest. I want to see if he wants to practice me. Oh, as soon as we get home, I'm going to ask him if he wants to make me come. He hasn't yet. At a minimum, he's going to need to change after he wakes up. My good boy.